Today, the Trump administration released a newly revised travel ban that's been designed to withstand legal challenges, unlike the last one, which was held up by the courts after chaos at airports around the country. Among the changes, Iraq has been excluded from a list of six other majority Muslim countries from which travel will be suspended for 90 days. Here's Secretary of State Rex Tillerson speaking this morning.
The executive order signed by the president earlier today, protecting the nation from foreign terrorist entry into the United States, is a vital measure for strengthening our national security. It is the president's solemn duty to protect the American people. And with this order, President Trump is exercising his rightful authority to keep our people safe.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now. And Scott, tell us, first of all, more about this ban. How is it different from the last one?
Well, you mentioned, Jeremy, that Iraq's been dropped from the list. The travel ban also makes it clear that it only covers future visa applicants, not green card holders and not people who already have valid visas. A provision in the original travel ban that offered preference for religious minorities, such as Christians, is no longer there. That was considered constitutionally suspect. And there's also a phase-in period. This order is not going to take effect until the 16th of March. That's designed to give both travelers and immigration officers about 10 days to sort of get used to this, so you don't have the situation you had in early January where people were kind of caught in transit.
And why is Iraq no longer on the list?
Well, there was political pressure to get Iraq off the list. It was a real burn to the saddle of the Iraqi government, which is a key ally for the United States in battling ISIS. What the administration says is that Iraq has agreed to provide more information, to do more swapping, and to help make it easier for the United States to vet would-be travelers from that country.
So what countries are on the list?
The other six countries that were on the original list remain. That is Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen, and Syria. Now, originally, Syria was going to be subject to an indefinite ban on refugees coming from that country. That has also been lifted. So now refugees from Syria will be treated the same as refugees from other countries. Hmm. That means there's going to be a four-month halt on refugees entering the U.S., but folks who have already been cleared for entry will be allowed in.
So what's been the reaction so far? We know that the lawsuit last time came from the ACLU. What are they saying?
Well, also it was the state of Washington that brought the really successful case,
right,
joined by Minnesota. But the ACLU says no dice, that this is still just a Muslim ban in other garb, and that the changes, the cosmetic changes that have been made by the administration don't address that. I've also talked to some academic experts who say, you know, some of the substantive changes will perhaps affect, for example, the state of Washington's standing in the case. But there are still questions about whether this amounts to religious discrimination, which is, of course, unconstitutional, and whether there are real due process and equal protection objections that can be raised. For example, initially, the state of Washington complained that this would make it hard for its universities to recruit students and faculty from some of those now six targeted countries.
So we did not hear or see President Trump today about this, unlike last time. He didn't come out. He sent out a few of his cabinet secretaries, including Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly. Let's listen.
I have spent much of the day today on the phone with members of Congress, the leadership, explaining the ins and outs of this EO, and I did the same thing last week. So there should be no surprises, whether it's in the media or on Capitol Hill.
Scott, how was the rollout different this time?
It is certainly more orderly than it was the last time. Remember, the original executive order was signed about 1 week after the president went into office. It was done late on a Friday, and I remember standing in the press room at the White House still trying to get information at 8 p.m. on a Friday evening about what are the countries that are covered by this travel ban, and being told we're not sure yet. We're still working on that. So it was more organized. The fact that even the cabinet secretaries were involved in the announcement marks a bit of a change, and there was presumably more involvement by the Homeland Security Department, which is charged with really enforcing much of this ban, also the State Department. But it would be an exaggeration to say this was a fine-tuned machine at work. We saw communication from the press office of the Homeland Security Department that, you know, said this was still kind of a moving target. There was a very hastily called background call for reporters this morning. There was still an effort, I think, to keep it under wraps until the last possible minute. But there was certainly more communication than there was the first time out.
And we'll be following the latest developments as this rollout goes on. Scott Horsley, NPR White House correspondent, thanks so much.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.